story, I guess, just one, some thoughts about, again, the world situation. And you have this country over there in the West. And it came about, I mean, the United States of America, I mean, which we use now, whatever it will be in our story, if this goes into the story, but I think this is, at least for me, something to, I mean, anyway. So they come there, the white people from Europe, from England, from whatever, Spain, so on, Sweden as well, Holland, whatever, Italy, but mainly originally then the British, I guess. And they find this beautiful big country with so much resources and beautiful nature, and yeah, here we can live and get prosperous. But the problem is that there are already people living there. Which is not a problem, because there's space for everyone. But you need to respect nature, our traditions here. The land belongs to God, and we are taking care of it. But these white people, they want to own their own land. So they start dividing it up. This is my land, this is your land, this is... And now we own the whole place here. And we want to also take that place there, which you Aborigines occupy. And anyway, we all know the story. Kill them all. Put the rest of them in confined spaces. And basically destroy their culture. And then we bring these black people over from Africa. I mean, very practical. We need workers down there on the cotton industry, really good business. I mean, slaves have always been there, so what's the big deal? And no one, you know, although slavery is not so popular anymore in Europe, here, no problem. So anyway, skip ahead. I mean, the rest is history, as I say. Skip ahead to today. Or when I was young in the 70s, where the black people started rising. And I would say it's still there. because the descendants of those who brought the black people in there as slaves and who killed those indigenous people, the Americans, and did what they did to them and to their people, their culture. The descendants are now still there. And have they paid back the debt? Have they atoned? Have they apologized? Or are they still looking at the black people, the African descendants, as inferior, and so on, and at the indigenous Americans? Until they are forgiven and have apologized and have, paid back or whatever, there is a collective karma hovering over those people. And how does it hover? Well, it's there in the conscious this collective subconscious, you could say. Something there is not resolved. They can feel it, they know it deep within. And then maybe they cope with that subconscious memory or awareness by convincing themselves that actually they never did anything wrong. They continue in their racist superiority mentality. Which means, karma is still there. It's not resolved yet. And I think that we can take that same principle, which is not just a theoretical thing, it's very real collective karma effect that is still very real, hovering over human civilization. The white people, the Europeans, they came to China and stole and robbed, plundered gold and beautiful artwork, and took it over to England and France, and so on, and stole from India lots. But now they don't do such things anymore, do they? But they haven't given back what they stole. It still exists. Owned by private people in England and whatever. Sold in auctions. for lots of money. So there's a lot of unresolved debt and karma still hovering over Europe and the USA. And what do you do? Well, either you pay back, you admit, you beg forgiveness, you say, I'm sorry. It wasn't me, it was our forefathers here, but we take responsibility as their descendants of here. We give you back what we stole. We pay back for everything we did to you. Stealing, enslaving, exploiting, destroying your cultures. But they don't. They don't see that. They're forgotten. Well, they haven't, but it's there in the subconscious somewhere. Yes, we know. Either we don't like to think of it, we try to forget it, because that's what you do with uncomfortable memories. You embed them down there in the subconscious. Or you justify it. Somehow or other. Either by open racism. These people are anyway, we know. They are lower, they are not so civilized. We are the superior race here. And some, they won't say it, but that's how they behave and feel deep within, that why should we pay back? It's a long time ago. And anyway, it's ours now. So either ignorance or justification. But karma is there. And at one point, especially if when the people who have been exploited for so long say that now it's over, sorry, but now we take care of ourselves. We are now stronger, we're educated, we have our own economy, our own production, our own business. We don't need you anymore, thank you very much. Then what happens? If the white colonialist, if those Western countries then start making trouble, no, you're going to follow what we say. We are in charge here. We are the lion in the jungle. We are the strong, the intelligent, the, and so on. And the attack even. They make trouble, they try to stop you. They even kill you. Then we might be seeing the spark that will ignite the revolution, the final showdown, the karma hits. And maybe that's what we are seeing today. Looks like that to me.